This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joel Corey's on the show at 11. He's the contracts expert, a former agent. He knows more about the NFL deals that get struck, the numbers and what they mean, than anybody. We will ask him to make sense of Matt Stafford's new contract with the Lions, what it means for quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, who are going to get long-term deals at some point in the next couple seasons. Right now, though, we're talking about Fangraphs saying that the Nationals has the sixth best chance of any team in baseball behind the Red Sox, the Indians, the Astros, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. So basically, of all the division leaders, there's six of them, the Nats have the worst chance at winning a World Series. We're getting your reactions to that at 800-636-1067, as well as your thoughts on the return of Worth and Scherzer yesterday and Turner tonight.
Behind the Dodgers makes sense. Everyone should be behind the Dodgers. They are a juggernaut. They are unstoppable. They are great. Everything that you could have on a baseball team, they have.
They're the first and second best team in baseball.
Right now, their second best team, their B version right now, beats a lot of teams. I mean, they're great. They're absolutely great. So they should be number one. After that, the idea in my head when I started listing teams that I might find ahead of the Nationals is, well, you don't have to play the Dodgers. That means you're in the American League and you got a shot at being in the World Series. So teams that are pretty good, think Indians, Red Sox, Astros, I threw in there, even though the Astros haven't played as well, they're going to be able to cakewalk, presumably, to the World Series. You know, they don't have to face the Dodgers. The one that stuns me is the Cubs. That's what I don't get. I don't get that one. And I'd love for that to be, we could do a somebody explain to me why. A group that has played well basically for 2 weeks, 3 weeks this year. They've been up and down for the most part. They look good for a little bit out of the All-Star break. I'm wondering why they're ahead of the Nationals.
They also have the worst chance of all the division leaders to win their division. You know, a team like the Nats has wrapped up the NL East. That is not the case for the Cubs, who have a 2.5-game lead on the Brewers and are within 5 games of losing the division to the Cardinals, who they still play a bunch in the final month of the season.
Cardinals have been hot of late.
And that is the most outrageous of all of the teams ahead of them. But I would also say, if you ask me right now, you got to go to Vegas, you got to put money down on a team to win the World Series, I would put the Dodgers first, I'd probably put the Indians second, and then I would put the Nats third. I would not put Boston ahead of them. Boston is, throughout this season, not become what they were supposed to.
Agreed.
Tom in Manassas, you're on the Fan. How are you?
Good. How you doing, guys?
What's up,
buddy? Love the show, man. Yeah, I agree with you. I think all of a sudden with the Cubs now, they're like untouchable and unbeatable because they finally won last year. And I'm kind of getting sick of it. But anyway, dude, it's like Christmas in August now, getting all our boys back. It's been a roller coaster ride over the last month of, oh, this might be the year to, oh, here we go again with the injuries. But, dude, if Gio and Tanner can pitch the way they're pitching with our bullpen, bring it on, man. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'll take my chances. Now, the Dodgers on paper are going to be better. Guess what? Last year, the Nats on paper were better. What did that get them? The Nats have gone into the playoffs with the 98 wins and the one seed in the past, and it meant nothing. The Dodgers are expected right now to win 111 games. When the division series starts, and that's assuming they get through the wild card, because all it takes, by the way, you know, well, I guess they won't have to play in the wild card play-in game, but they play the wild card play-in team, I should say. And when that wild card play-in team gets to them and that division series starts, 111 wins don't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Takes a bad first inning from Kershaw and you're down 0-1 in a series.
I wish it did matter more, by the way, because you play so many months and days to try to figure out who the best is, and then it can be over in 2 days. But, yeah, I'm with you.
Larry in Chicago, you're on the Fan.
Larry.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
Big fan of the show.
Thank you, dude.
Chicago, it's funny. I live here, obviously, so I kind of have a little bit of intel as to what's going on with them. They were all thrilled and excited last night that Mike Montgomery pitched so well, and they were looking forward to having Lester back soon. And if you guys recall, Lester was not pitching well the whole year. So I'm stunned that this is based on analytics, right, guys?
No emotion.
Essentially, yeah. The thing that they're looking at is it's basically a collection of numbers that are all based on the standings, runs scored, runs allowed, things like that.
So I'm just stunned at that because the Cubs have had have just kind of muddled through this whole season, and for them, for those numbers to be better than what the Nationals are doing just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm stunned at that number.
It has to be. Thanks for the call, buddy. And I'm with you 100%. I appreciate the insight on how Cubs fans are feeling, too. It's good to get that. I look at this and I think, and I don't know which number it would be, but it has to take into account, like, I don't want to say strength of schedule, but strength of division record or something.
Yeah.
Because the Nats division is so terrible, it's easy to hold against them. Whereas, whether it's the American League West or some of these other divisions.
I mean, I'm wondering if trending stats, because the Nationals have really struggled in August, even until last night, scoring runs, and maybe that's got them in a certain direction.
It doesn't look like it, because the Astros, again, have twice as good a chance to win the World Series and are almost even with the Dodgers overall. Well, if it was recency and trending, that would be a huge problem for the Astros.
That's a good point.
Andy's in Silver Spring. What's up, Andy?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to talk about how the Nationals, essentially, if you look at them, they're one of the deepest and best offensive teams in baseball. I mean, we're running off of our at least backups in most of these positions. And if you look at some of our bench, Howie Kendrick, for example, ever since we've picked him up, he's hitting .367. We've just got such a deep team right now, and I don't really understand why we're sixth. I feel like that's definitely wrong. I feel like if we take the Dodgers one-on-one, we have a very good chance of making it to the World Series. I think we could definitely beat the Cubs if we face them early on in the playoffs.
Yeah, I do too. I would be confident in the series against the Cubs. Now, it's baseball playoffs are this way generally, but specifically with a good club like Chicago, that's a toss-up series.
Yeah, I'm not running down the Cubs, by the way. That group is very capable. Everybody knows that. It's sleeping giant over here.
But if you play that series 100 times, someone wins at 55, someone wins at 45 probably. What I'm saying is you have every bit as good a chance to beat the Cubs and probably would be the favorites narrowly than as you would to lose to the Cubs. And while the Dodgers probably beat you 60 times out of 100, I don't think you'd lose more than that. I think you'd probably win 40 out of 100 series against them.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be an embarrassment, certainly, as it would line up.
Phil, Fredericksburg, what's up?
What's up, Phil?
Yeah, hey, I believe that you got the Dodgers. I think we're definitely behind them. I'm going to pick Cleveland from the American League, and then I'm going to go back to the Nationals. I'm not too convinced of L.A. I think they're getting too much publicity. I almost think they might pull a Capitals this year. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think they're behind Cleveland, and I give them a third ranking.
Well, they've got their own demons, by the way, the Dodgers. I mean, for all the angst we have over not getting out of the first round, they've got that plus a lot more. An outrageous payroll. The expectations of this 111-win season that they're on pace to have, maybe even more wins than that. They're banged up a little bit, too. It hasn't mattered. They're incredible. What they're doing is awesome and should be appreciated in its own right. But I'll never forget that Seattle team that set the regular season win record. Thanks for swimming by Yankee Stadium. You go ahead and go home now in five games.
Yeah,
I've seen it happen.
116 wins that year.
That group was unstoppable until they were stopped.
Last time the Dodgers got to the World Series was, I believe, 1988.
88, man, when they won it. Oral Hershiser threw every other day, basically.
They haven't been there since. And more often than not, they've been eliminated in the division series. They got to the championship series in 2008, in 2009, in 2013. And then, obviously, last year, the Nats out of the division series and got to the LCS. But they've had more first-round exits and second-round exits since. But you're right. They have their own issues where there was a lot of angst with that fan base as well. Joel Corey, former agent, knows more about contracts in the NFL than anybody. What does he think about the deal Matt Stafford got from the Lions last night, and what does it mean for Kirk Cousins next on Grant and Danny?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.